Ricky, R-I-C-K-E-Y, Moten, M-O-T-E-N, 7952. This is a 72-year-old gentleman, truck driver, lives with his daughter, Laquita, L-A-Q-U-I-T-A, who is also his primary caregiver and provider, period. Patient has a history of extensive tobacco abuse in the past, but no longer drinking or smoking at this time, period. In the paragraph, he was he had a stroke in 2022. Was she short of breath? We can send her to the hospital.
She got anxiety.
She's
got
pneumonia.
She just
heat ahead. Oh, we're
going to
do the chest x-ray and all that?
We'll do chest x-ray, but we'll ultrasound.
Okay.
She got a history of cardiac bypass. I don't know if she got a clot in there. That's why her stents are bad.
I'll be right there. She was involved. He had a stroke in 2022. He's now bedbound, has left-sided paralysis, severe bowel and bladder incontinence, and ADL dependency total, period. He also was involved in an MBA, which is causing severe leg pain in the lower extremities, hip, ankles, and knees, period. In the paragraph, he suffers from hypertension, but no diabetes, period. Surgery, most surgeries related to the MBA and leg surgery. Family history, mom died of age 97, had diabetes, doesn't know what his daddy died of. He says allergy, none. COVID immunizations up to date, review of system, not eating, somewhat depressed, shortness of breath. Patient was hospitalized about 8 months ago. Since then, has just gone downhill per caregiver and daughter. He's having trouble breathing from time to time. His O2 sat's low, but he's refused oxygen in the past. He also has a history of COPD. He requires inhalers and nebulizer treatment with albuterol. He has no hematemesis, hematochezia, no seizure or convulsions. Medications include allopurinol, 100 mg a day, Neurontin, 100 mg TID, nifedipine ER, 30 mg once a day, Lipitor, 80 mg a day, Zoloft, 50 mg a day, Zizal, 5 mg a day, Flomax, 0.4 mg a day, and Plavix, 75 mg a day, plus albuterol inhaler and albuterol neb treatments. On exam, Ricky is bedbound, has difficulty speaking. He has a dysarthric speech. His blood pressure is 140 over 92, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, O2 side 92%. Heart, positive, swamp, positive, positive, lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft, TM, clear, skin, no rash, lower extremity, no edema. Yes?
Yeah, he
was passed away. Yeah. I wanted to cheer on his wife. That's why he's so anxious.
He's doing so? I don't think so.
Yeah, having pain when he pee. Let's just treat him. Let's not send it for anything. Let's just give him a shot for that and some antibiotics and see what happens.
Or give him a shot of a second?
Yeah, let's give him a shot of a second. I'll give him some antibiotics for that and then some Wellbutrin.
Okay. Are you sending him anything?
I'm going to tell him UTI. Here we have a 72-year-old gentleman with dysarthric speech. Okay, where was I? Damn it. Exam, I guess. Heart positive, swamp positive, through lungs, bronchi, coarse breath sounds, abdomen soft, dysarthric speech, left-sided paralysis, dense, on the neurological examination, skin shows decreased turgor. There's no decubitus ulcer or lesions noted on his back. Assessment, 72-year-old gentleman with COPD, no, I'm sorry, with stroke and stage associated with shortness of breath, COPD, recent hospitalization for pneumonia and COVID. I suspect he's suffering from the fact that he was diagnosed with COVID and breathing issues. He's short of breath. He's having O2 sats minimal. He's not wanting to get out of bed as much as he was before. He's having trouble swallowing. He's having symptoms of aspiration. He has a dense left-sided paralysis, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinent, and has issues with, now has developed issues with aspiration, which I think may have been causing his hospitalization and subsequent beginning of his demise, period. He also suffers from hypertension, COPD, exacerbation of COPD, pneumonia, hyperlipidemia, depression, BPH, and history of stroke. Will continue with current treatment. He would benefit from hospice and palliative care. He no longer wants to be transferred to the hospital, and the family is interested in signing a DNR status at this time. Thank you.
Okay.